From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Several years ago, I had the pleasure of talking with American artist Alan Toussaint, composer, pianist, guitarist, and singer. In advance, I listened to many of his compositions. During our conversation, I was taken by his grace, humility, and enormous talent. Maestro Toussaint's songs have been covered by Elvis Costello, The Rolling Stones, The Who, The Band, Paul McCartney, Aaron Neville, Dr. John, Jerry Garcia, and a host of others. This is Toussaint and Friends performing West End Blues. Many of his works have become celebrated adaptations, including such hits as Working in the Coal Mine, Ride Your Pony, Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky, and the tongue-in-cheek lament, Mother-in-Law. Recognizing the origins of his gifts, Toussaint paid tribute to his parents, Naomi and Clarence, with nearly 20 songs. Born in Girtown, Louisiana, and reared in a so-called shotgun house in 1938, Alan displayed early on a level of talent normally assigned to the musically gifted. Profoundly influenced by the second-line piano playing style of Professor Longhair, young Alan, at the age of 17, found himself working with local musicians in New Orleans and well on his way to a successful career in music. Toussaint had a dominant solo career that peaked in the 70s, which included collaborations with several popular artists, including Paul McCartney and Glen Campbell, who covered Toussaint's Southern Nights. Interest in his compositions rekindled when American hip-hop artists in the 1980s and 90s started sampling his work. Invested with his ever-present bluesy piano style, his 1998 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came just 2 days after his 60th birthday. Today, at the age of 75, the star of Alan Toussaint, with a career spanning 5 decades and a richly diverse songbook under his belt, still shines brightly with hip, well-crafted songs for fans of vintage and popular American music. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.